All right, we're on with one of my oldest and dearest friends, Manny De Zaraga. He's one of the original partners at Holiday Finoglio, HFF. Manny, you got some big, long title. What is it?
It's Executive Managing Director, Grand Poobah.
There you go. I like Grand Poobah. The hat's a lot
better. That's what my dog says.
The hat's a lot better. Now, Manny, your position on the Executive Committee at HFF gives you an overview of the entire country and probably the world and what's going on. So let's talk capital markets for people that just haven't been to all the big fancy meetings that you are. What's the feel out there as we go into 2016? We had a little uptick in rates, a little bit of a wondering around the world about what's going to happen. Lower oil. What's the real impact on capital markets?
Right, Jim, the world is in a state of major upheaval, led by China, the Middle East, corruption issues in South America, et cetera. And all of these issues and problems that really are driving capital over to the United States. Real estate is probably one of the greatest beneficiaries of that because it's a hard asset. And there's nothing better for some of the capital from overseas to invest in something they can come, touch, and feel.
So you're telling me that things just haven't changed. The United States is still the safe haven market for a world in turmoil.
Unquestionable. And things like gold, for example, haven't been doing all that great despite all the issues.
That's really surprising. And, you know, oil keeps falling, so where are you going to go? Commodities are depressed. You got to be in hard assets.
I have to be in hard assets. And for now, while the U.S. economy continues to do well, it's going to continue to drive the demand for hotels and demand for renting and shopping centers, et cetera.
So your big shots are calling you, Manny. Turn that over and don't get distracted. So what that really means then is that even though there's a little upward pressure on cap rates because interest rates are rising just from an arithmetic thing, that the demand for property may actually keep those cap rates low.
Correct. I think the demand will keep those cap rates low, just competition for assets, and the fact that property performance will continue to improve while the economy continues to improve. So if you invest at a low cap rate today, your net income is probably going to go up and you'll be at a much better place in a year or two.
Now, what is the HFF relationship with CCIMs? Do you have a bunch of CCIMs that work at HFF?
Sure. We have a number of CCIMs throughout the country and they are phenomenal colleagues and teammates. Very, very well prepared and very much up to speed in terms of industry trends.
So it sounds to me like the CCIMs are accretive to the HFF platform and your capital business in general.
Unquestionably, we find a good one. We're out there to hire them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a leading economic indicator as well then. So, Manny, we talk globally. How about just 2 seconds on South Florida?
South Florida is absolutely defined well as a gateway market for institutional capital. Just like a New York, a San Francisco, et cetera. The driver is the amount of international activity that comes through here. It's not just dependent on a local economy. It's an economy that's much more diversified, an economy of significant affluence in it. An economy with its challenges in terms of issues with poverty, transportation, et cetera, as many of the other economies.
New social commentator.
We need to make that note.
I understand.
There's always another side.
I understand. If we
and
don't
a sense
get both
of responsibility,
sides,
right?
Listen, if we don't get both sides, it sounds like we're simply promoters.
Exactly.
So,
but Manny, we're making a push as a city and an area in that regard.
It sounds like it's really important. Manny, if you wanted to give one takeaway, what would it be?
Commercial real estate will have a great year in 2016. And if Donald Trump becomes president, we'll have a developer in the White House, and we'll see Trumpicare for the real estate industry.
Oh, my God. We'll all have hair helmets. Okay, we'll be back after this with more. I want to thank Manny for being our cleanup hitter on the CCIM 2016 10th Annual Outlook Conference. My gosh, that's almost as long as your title, Manny. We'll be back after this.